Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 769. 7 Science-Based Health Benefits of Drinking Enough Water by Joe Leach with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Speaking of questions, I'm going to go off on a tangent real quick. Those that know I'm a huge Batman fan have been asking me what I thought about the new casting of Batman. Matt Reeves, who directed the most recent 2 Planet of the Apes movies, he also directed Cloverfield, is taking the helm as writer-director of the next trilogy of Batman films. And recently news came out of who he has cast as the next Batman, and it is none other than Twilight's Robert Pattinson. So again, being a huge Batman nerd, people have been asking me, what do you think of that casting, huh? And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I like Matt Reeves' films, and I guess I trust him and his casting. Let's see what happens. I'm guessing Robert Pattinson is probably going to surprise us. I can't say he would have been my first choice, but what do I know? That's why I'm not in the film industry. I always thought somebody like an Armie Hammer might make a good younger Batman, but again, what do I know? All right, now check this out. I'm going to bring us all right back. You know what Batman has to do as a habit? Drink lots of water. Huh? Pretty clever, right? All right, so let's get right to today's post about drinking enough water as we optimize your life. 7 Science-Based Health Benefits of Drinking Enough Water by Joe Leach with Healthline.com. Our bodies are around 60% water, give or take. It is commonly recommended to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day. Think the 8x8 rule. Although there is little science behind this specific rule, staying hydrated is important. Here are 7 evidence-based health benefits of drinking plenty of water. 1. Water helps to maximize physical performance. If we do not stay hydrated, physical performance can suffer. This is particularly important during intense exercise or high heat environments. Dehydration can have a noticeable effect if you lose as little as 2% of your body's water content. However, it is not uncommon for athletes to lose anywhere from 6 up to 10% of their water weight via sweat. This can lead to altered body temperature control, reduced motivation, increased fatigue, and make exercise feel much more difficult, both physically and mentally. Optimal hydration has been shown to prevent this from happening and may even reduce the oxidative stress that occurs during high-intensity exercise. This is not surprising when you consider that muscle is about 80% water. So, if you exercise intensely and tend to sweat, then staying hydrated can help you perform at your absolute best. Bottom line, losing as little as 2% of your body's water content can significantly impair physical performance. 2. Hydration has a major effect on energy levels and brain function. Your brain is strongly influenced by hydration status. Studies show that even mild dehydration, think 1 to 3% of your body weight, can impair many aspects of brain function. In a study of young women, fluid losses of just 1.36% after exercise impaired both mood and concentration and increased the frequency of headaches. Another similar study, this time in young men, showed that fluid losses of 1.59% was detrimental to working memory and increased feelings of anxiety and fatigue. A 1 to 3% fluid loss equals about 1.5 to 4.5 pounds or 1.5 to 2 kilograms of body weight loss for a 150-pound or 68-kilogram person. This can easily occur through normal daily activities, let alone during exercise or high heat. Many other studies, ranging from children to the elderly, have shown that mild dehydration can impair mood, memory, and brain performance. Bottom line, mild dehydration, which is defined as fluid losses of 1 to 3%, can impair energy levels and mood and lead to major reductions in memory and brain performance. 3. Drinking water may help to prevent and treat headaches. Dehydration can trigger headaches and migraines in some individuals. Several studies have shown that water can relieve headaches in those who are dehydrated. However, this appears to depend on the type of headache. One small study found that water had no effect on the frequency of headaches, but did reduce the intensity and duration somewhat. Bottom line, drinking water can sometimes help relieve headache symptoms, especially in people who are dehydrated. 4. Drinking more water may help relieve constipation. Constipation is a common problem, characterized by infrequent bowel movements and difficulty passing stool. Increasing fluid intake is often recommended as a part of the treatment protocol, and there is some evidence to back this up. Low water consumption appears to be a risk factor for constipation in both young and elderly individuals. Carbonated water shows particularly promising results for constipation relief, although the reason is not entirely understood. Bottom line, drinking plenty of water can help prevent and relieve constipation, especially in people who generally do not drink enough water. 5. Drinking water may help treat kidney stones. Urinary stones are painful clumps of mineral crystal that form in the urinary system. The most common form are kidney stones. There is limited evidence that water intake can help prevent recurrence in those with a history of kidney stones. Higher fluid intake increases the volume of urine passing through the kidneys, which dilutes the concentration of minerals, so they are less likely to crystallize and form clumps. Water may also help prevent the initial formation of stones, but studies are required to confirm this. Bottom line, increased water intake appears to decrease the risk of kidney stone formation. More research, though, is needed in this area. 6. Water helps prevent hangovers. A hangover refers to the unpleasant symptoms experienced after drinking alcohol. Alcohol is a diuretic, so it makes you lose more water than you take in. This can lead to dehydration. Although dehydration is not the main cause of hangovers, it can cause symptoms like thirst, fatigue, headache, and dry mouth. A good way to reduce possible hangover symptoms is to drink a glass of water between alcoholic beverages and to have at least one big glass of water before going to bed. And 7, drinking more water can help with weight loss. Drinking plenty of water can help you lose weight. This is due to the fact that water can increase satiety and boost your metabolic rate. In 2 studies, drinking 0.5 liter or 17 fluid ounces of water was shown to increase metabolism by anywhere from 24 to 30% for up to 1.5 hours. This means that drinking 2 liters of water every day can increase your total energy expenditure by up to 96 calories per day. The timing is important too, and drinking water 0.5 hour before meals is the most effective. It can make you feel more full so that you eat fewer calories. In one study, dieters who drank 0.5 liter of water before meals lost 44% more weight over a period of 12 weeks. It's actually best to drink water cold because then the body will use the additional energy or calories to heat the water to body temperature. You just listened to the post titled 7 Science-Based Health Benefits of Drinking Enough Water by Joe Leach with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There's another really interesting fact about drinking cold water as opposed to warm or room temperature water. We're learning that drinking cold water may actually get absorbed more quickly when compared to warm or room temperature water. They're not exactly sure why that is, but the theory is that it has to do with neurons and how the body responds to cold water. It somehow triggers the nerves in the gut to want to absorb that water more quickly. Again, just kind of a theory. They're not exactly sure if that's what's truly happening, but it's an interesting theory no less. But we do know that it is absorbed more quickly. And so, particularly after a workout when your fluid needs are probably the highest, why not drink cold water if you can stand it and get it into your cells that much more quickly? When it comes to kidney stones, there are a number of studies that are finding that regular soda consumption seems to be highly linked with the development of kidney stones. There are a number of theories as to why this is. It could be that a person that drinks too many sodas just isn't drinking enough water, or maybe it's the sugar in the sodas, maybe the phosphates. They really don't know for sure, but there seems to be a relationship there. So one potential way to prevent kidney stones would be to swap out one soda for 8 ounces of water. And these last two things I'll mention, I know aren't the most comfortable things to discuss, but I'm going to say it anyways. When it comes to constipation, yes, absolutely, water can be helpful. Something else a person could try, though, is to go for a walk. Regular walking, and especially even jogging, seem to help peristalsis. It helps get things moving in the gut. So if you combine walking or jogging with more water consumption, that may help relieve constipation. And the last thing, I've said this many times before, how do you know if you're actually hydrated? Do you really need to follow the 8x8 rule? No. What you do is you look at your urine color. If it's light yellow most of the time, think pale lemonade, you're perfect. If it's clear all the time, you're probably getting too much water. If it's darker than that pale lemonade color, you're dehydrated. So I will leave you with that thought. Now, quick reminder, we do book giveaways every month to random people on our mailing list. So if you want to be a part of that, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. It's totally free and a great way to show your support. Again, you can join at oldpodcast.com. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.